Right, we're in Chazon Avadia, Amud Nun Bet. Yesh Noagim Lalechet Be'er Rosh Shana Levet HaKvarot. There's a minhag, it's actually a very ancient minhag, that ones go to the Bet HaKvarot on Er Rosh Shana, and to pray that they should have a Shana Tova filled with Brachot and Yeshuot. V'haolech L'sham, and the one who goes there, Lo Yasim Magamato Neged Amitim. One should not be, you know, asking of the metim for forgiveness, and asking of the tzaddikim that passed away, asking them forgiveness, and asking them to wish them a happy new year, and vice versa. Ela what? Yevakesh rachamim me'Hashem itbarach bizchut tzaddikim shofnei afar. Rather, what you ask Hashem for help. You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help in the zchut and the merit of these tzaddikim that are resting here. That's what you should be doing. And someone mentioned before, it's like Avodah Zarah by asking the actual metim to do that. Because obviously everyone's abilities in this world, even the tzaddikim, all come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kohanim, this is for the Kohanim, asur lahem behechlet lalechet levet akvarot. It's asur completely for them to go to a bet akvarot, afilu al kivrot tzaddikim. Even the kivrot tzaddikim. So you know, one who has never been notified about this sugya at all would say, of course they are. Meaning, so what's the difference between tzaddikim and non-tzaddikim? Like a kohen is, it's asur to be metamemet, regardless if it's a tzaddik or not a tzaddik. Who cares? But it's not so simple. There are actually very, very, very legitimate mikorot that are brought down in the Midrashim and Zohar that say that Eliyahu Navi was mitamemet, and as we all know, Eliyahu Navi was a kohen because Pinchas Zehu Eliyahu, Pinchas is Eliyahu, and Eliyahu was himself mitamemet, right? There's actually one midrash that says that after Rabbi Akiva was murdered, he was one of the Asurah Rogei Malchut. After he was murdered, Eliyahu Anavi was the one who took care of his body, of his dead body. Eliyahu Anavi, he took his body and placed it on his back, and no one else got anywhere near his body because it was at a time Shat Hashma, the time of danger for Am Yisrael, and no one got anywhere near the body. So it's actually, you know, one of the tzdadim to be matir, to allow for a kohen to be metamemet. However, most, if not all, of the poskim say we do not hold like these midrashim, and I'm not going to go through the long footnote over here in Chazon Avadia. It spans from page Nun Gimel, Nun Dalet, Nun Hey, Nun Vav, and on to Nun Zayin. It's a very long footnote where he brings many ma'amarei Chazal that say that maybe suggest maybe one is allowed to be a coin is allowed to be metamemet, and then he answers all of those up with other mamarei chazal and other rishonim, other achronim, answers those up that they're really not proofs that you're allowed to. So bottom line is that a kohen is not allowed to be metamemet, even for a tzaddik. However, for non kohanim. For the non-Kohanim in the room, it's a tremendous inyan to go to Kivrei Tzaddikim on Erev Rosh Hashanah to ask for good things for you, for your family, for all of Am Yisrael. Ask Hashem for those good things on behalf of Am Yisrael, and you know, with the merit, with the zchuyot of the tzaddikim that are resting in those areas. Have a great day, everyone.